here we are again at IHHS. I'm Kirk Konecki, the CEO and superintendent of Indian Hill, and I've got freshman Mia Sulsted and senior Daniel Chen, and this is the Edge of Hero podcast number 3. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here today. So, Daniel, let's start with you. You're the senior, and recently there's been a big development on campus, right, that I want to talk about a little bit and get your perspective as a student. This whole idea of sports media interns, you've been heavily involved. Tell me a little bit about the genesis of that and why it means something to you.
So when I was working with, well, all started with Mr. Dubs' video technology class. So I developed my video editing skills, and I thought, you know, instead of just making a class, why not actually do real life applications of these things, you know, for our school? And so Coach King actually hit me up sometime and was like, hey, we want to start this team up. We know you got the talent for video editing. So they brought me on board, and we just grew it bigger and bigger. And it means something to me because, you know, throughout high school, I feel like giving these opportunities to more and more people to develop their own skills is very important for the student body. And I feel like it's also a very, you know, niche subject with sports media too. Not many schools have this, and I think it takes a great pride for Indian Hill to have this type of sports media program.
Yeah, and you and I were talking a little bit. I think I saw you after the new scoreboards went in at the stadium and then inside for the basketball arena there in the gym, and I noticed a graphics package. And so you kind of experimented with a package, and you talk about how you create that and how efficient you are with those skills, because I don't think a lot of people understand that. For me, that would be like impossible, but for you, it's like, you know, less than an hour's worth of work.
All right, so with those video packages, so with the new video boards, you can pretty much put any video you want on the video board. And so I just did some motion design work, cranked out a couple hours, and, you know, we have touchdown, when there's a touchdown, foul, flag, field goal, and it flashes on the video board, you know, gives the audience something, you know, another visual experience when you go to a game. Maybe a couple of those will take a couple hours, but other than that.
And that's all part of this experience that I think you all are creating for our events, which is really exciting. And Mia, like, you do a lot of content creation with social media as well. What sparked that interest for you?
Sports has kind of been like my whole life. That's all I've ever done, and I never really had like other hobbies. And I've been injured for the past like 2 years. So last year when I tore my ACL again, Coach King talked to me. He was like, we have this new and upcoming media team. And I was like, not very good with technology, but I see a lot of it every day, like Instagram and TikTok, I'm always on it. So I kind of just like learned from other sports teams around and kind of used that Canva he introduced me to, and I post on our TikTok accounts and our Instagram accounts, and yeah.
I think this is a really important question for adults, teachers, community members, maybe from other generations, to hear from you about this. But what do you learn from being on these platforms? Like, they're very powerful, obviously, and your generation is really tuned in, not just to consuming, but using these platforms. So what have you learned about all that, and then how do you apply that to what you're doing now?
I guess I've learned how much social media has become like an influence. Like, I don't know, there's a bunch of like newspapers never used anymore, or like websites, like we have a really cool website, but I don't think a lot of people use it anymore. I think people first, like their first initial move is to go to social media, and I think a lot of people like portray something based off of social media. So when they were to look at one of our accounts, and they can be like, wow, like this school, they have to be good at something, and that's it. Like, I think that plays a huge role.
So the audience is going there, and you see that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And Daniel, you're literally helping people, right, with ideas now, before you've even graduated from high school, to kind of promote their ideas and maybe products or things that they want to market, and thinking this same way. What's that value to you of using these social media platforms for business purposes?
So through Mr. Dubs, I actually had the amazing opportunity to intern with Spectrum TV, and they have this sub like local organization called ICRC. And so what they primarily do is they create graphics, videos, you know, all sorts of promotional marketing stuff for local businesses, local charities, as well as local events. So, you know, small business owners, they're not able to afford high freelance or contracted work. And so ICRC is great then to be able to, you know, create free promotion, free marketing for these small businesses. And when I first started working with ICRC, it was very apparent that how much social media has impacted the whole marketing industry. Because the startup is completely free. You can make a social media account, go on Instagram, create an account for free. Obviously, if you want to push out impressions or stuff like that, it's going to cost you some money. But to get started, the startup cost is $0, which has been so revolutionary for small businesses trying to get known in the industry they're trying to work with.
And that, I think, is so attractive for young people, right, who are thinking about maybe what they want to do or don't want to do in the future. If you want to try something, you can get started with little to no money and a good idea. And that's kind of the American dream all
right.
over again, right? Just using a different platform. Mia, you have been involved in what I would call student government and leadership kinds of activities over the last few years. Now you've transitioned into high school. What do you look forward to in terms of these leadership opportunities at the high school level now?
I think student government is going to really try and like change the way the atmosphere is here. I think a lot of students are pressured because we take a lot of really hard advanced classes, and I think it's just like to come to school it will be like a pleasant experience instead of like dreading to come to school, and I think that can change through definitely IH Sports Media and through student government.
And when someone says to you, like, what's a leader, Mia, and why is that important? Like, what do you tell them?
I would say a leader is someone who is willing to maybe be even a little bit embarrassed, but, like, put themselves out there for the benefit of other people.
When we see these events that are going on that you both work on, you've seen it now for a few years, Daniel, and your life, right? Everybody's life was interrupted a little bit for a few years, but getting people to come and gather and come to an event, which I think you're kind of talking a little bit about, and you're obviously, as part of your goal with these experiences you're creating around sporting events, what do you want for the students to be able to experience as they go through Indian Hill High School that maybe you get to experience?
I think there's just an overall joy going to a sporting event with all your friends there and seeing classmates, you know, compete and play, you know, basketball season's coming up. I can imagine, like, if there's just this sense of school pride that does go into it as well, and it allows students to generally just feel happier when they come to school, looking forward to the next athletic event and to support their school. And I think that means a lot. And I also think that's also the primary reason why, you know, why school spirit and why sports media, I feel like, is taking on such a huge role.
And how many of you are involved now?
Right now it's 25.
I mean, that's pretty amazing that just this really just got started up, right, with some ideas and some talk,
right.
And now all of a sudden we've got 25 students who really feel passionate about an activity that is about creating these game day experiences that maybe we all were used to seeing at the college or pro level,
right.
But you're trying to build that climate and culture here at this high school, which is unique. I think I've never seen anything like it, and I'm so proud of the work you're all doing. And will that make the high school experience better for people? Do you believe that, Mia?
I definitely believe that. I mean, even though I'm just a freshman, like, I can already see, like, for what we've done, like, it has changed. Like, even my friends will give me input on, like, hey, that was awesome. Like, that made me, like, want to go to this, or you should try this because I think a lot of people would like it. Like, it's really cool to see.
And I think sometimes, right, outside of school, people are like, okay, what are they learning, right? What are the kids learning? And I know you all have very busy schedules. You're taking high-level classes, and you're involved in multiple activities. So you've got a full schedule and routine. But what are these skills that you think you're getting out of this internship that are transferable or that are you're going to use in other pursuits as you move forward? Like, what would you say?
So, I mean, here in Braesbeat, right, it's very about news broadcast and journalism. And so, you know, you can use your skills from sports media or the internship I did with Spectrum and to, you know, make these packages complete. You know, Indian Hill Esports, I started that as well. And trying to promote, you know, the esports program at our school, also requires, you know, making videos and compiling what people, what's the practical value, you know, find what people want, you know. And so I think all of these skills that are related to technology all mesh so well together. And I think that's what makes sports media and like digital realm of like marketing and promotion so intertwined with pretty much everything we do now. And so, you know, I think with sports media, what we do with sports media and the skills that are required to make good sports media, heavily involve a lot of other things that
so you're really reflecting on not just doing it, but now what makes it high quality and how do you really communicate that brand and how do you market something with your writing or with your packages that you're producing. What about communication? Again, 12th grade, 9th grade, you're both very mature people for your age. What are you learning about communication as you go through these experiences with this intern program, Mia?
I think communication, like, I've always just learned how important it is. Like, the way you speak, the way you produce something is so important. Like, you always are trying to meet, like, the high quality, like, level. And that's what I've, like, learned.
And I think a lot of people, again, maybe outside of a school who aren't teachers or administrators that don't get to interact with you every day, they might be like, okay, you know, what is a 15-year-old or what is an 18-year-old going to show me when they actually present and perform and show their knowledge? I mean, to me, you all have this down, right? You're really thinking about communication all the time. But I don't know if people outside of schools always know that about you or give teenagers enough credit for how well you can write and present yourselves and communicate, which at the end of the day is all about, right, setting you up for success with your career or your future endeavors. And I think you and your teachers work really well on that. We're going to come back to esports, but while we're talking about teachers for a second, talk about one teacher that maybe you haven't mentioned yet, right? Now, I've heard Mr. Dubs a lot, and we all are inspired by Mr. Dubs. But if you had to pick a teacher that's inspired you or influenced you that maybe has led to some of these things that you're now doing, who would you pick and why? Daniel, what do you think?
Well, Mr. Dubs, just right off the bat.
That was the rule you broke. That's okay.
He's just, you just got to give the guys kudos. He's been teaching, he's been in the field of education for 50 years. He's coming in every single day, super motivated, and you can tell he's super passionate about what he does. Like, I don't think I've seen another teacher or an educator that's still in this field. And like, the dude's in his 70s, but he's so up to date with technology. He's better than me at some stuff. And, you know, it's just so inspirational how, you know, he gets up and just he loves what he does, dude. And I think that's what's so inspiring about Mr. Dubs, and he's given me countless opportunities that I could not have even imagined of getting without him.
And so, what I know about you is when you get excited and passionate about somebody, you start showing much respect like you just did and throwing the dudes around, you really mean it.
Dude, yeah. He's the guy, and I think I love Mr. Dubs, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. No, that's a great example. Mia, what do you think?
You know, I have to say Mr. Saeed.
Okay.
This is my first year having him, and it's intro to marketing. But, like, we just had some really good conversations about, like, the world that we live in today and how much it's changed and, like, the worth ethic of students. And, like, it's just crazy some things and how they've changed. But, like, you kind of have to, like, adjust to it. So I think it's, like, media, marketing, it all, like, relates to each other, and we just had really good conversations about that. And I don't know,
if every parent in the world was listening to this podcast and you were going to prove to them that this generation has an amazing work ethic and it's going to change the world, like what would you point to as proof?
How easy it is to understand and information from both sides of wherever you disagree on or agree on. I think right now the current generation has to deal with false information, knowing what is credible and what's not credible, what information is true and like where to get that information from. I think, you know, our generation, it's a new sphere of we were born with technology.
In your hands.
Right, yeah. Right, like whole dictionary. All of Wikipedia encyclopedias are in our pockets. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of information, and so being able to decipher what is right versus what is wrong, and taking your own personal opinions, your own judgments, your own personal experiences, and developing who you are humanistically as who you are as a person. I think our generation as a whole needs to, it's just being able to get all those ideas together and consolidate them into who you are is very important. And I think it's very different than other generations have gone through.
I completely agree with that.
I mean, that blows my mind, that answer, and it's great. I love hearing it from your perspective, and I think that, you know, what I'm always trying to do in my role is share and celebrate what you're all learning and doing with your staff members here. That was great evidence that there's a lot of deep thought that goes into how you learn here at Indian Hill High School, I think. Thank you. Let's talk about some of the new things that have been happening. Esports, right? Yeah. Again, it's something that maybe a lot of people don't know about. But this is growing, not just in high schools. The idea of esports has been growing all around the world, right? And Daniel, you kind of wanted to help bring it here to Indian Hill High School. Yeah. The foundation helped out with a grant last year, kind of helped seed this idea, and boom, we've got teams competing all over the place. What's that about?
It's competitive video games. You know, if anything, you know, you have basketball, you have football. They're all sports, they're all games. And this is a growing, this is a truly growing field. Scholarships are being out there now. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are, you know, up for grabs. Some of the bigger celebrities for the Gen Z generation are professional video game players, as well as just social media, just in that internet sphere. I think with esports, it definitely is it's a new field. You know, my parents. And I heard from when I was pitching the idea to like Mr. D'Amadeo, you know, he grew up playing video games too. And, you know, he went to some local LAN tournaments, but it's completely transformed from the arcade era to now genuinely like creating strategy and playing against other schools.
So you're going as an individual and a team, right?
Right.
And then like we have two teams competing at the high school level?
We have two games right now with two teams, yeah.
Okay. And then when you go to these tournaments, you're doing some head-to-head, just like a volleyball or basketball team
right.
would. And then do you also go to, like, multi-team tournaments?
We have multi-team.
Like, more than one school would be there against
right.
you?
So last year, we went to Miami University for regionals, and we actually, like, face-to-face against the team we were playing against. Obviously, through the computer screen, and on the other side was them, but we were playing against Elder High School. And so, you know, it's just such a completely new experience.
Is that level of intensity, because I know you're a fan of all of our sports teams,
oh, yeah.
that level of intensity for you as a competitor, do you see that same level of intensity that you see as a fan when you're watching the basketball team play against their opponents?
For sure. Especially if you get the game, and the intensity of it all is just like, you also see the guy, the people you're playing against right in front of you too, although it's in a computer screen. We had people watching, parents watching. They also live streamed it for Miami University's, all of Miami University's students to watch too.
Yeah.
So,
Mia, you're hearing him talk, and you know you can see his passion for his sport. I know what a passionate student athlete you are, and you've been sidelined a little bit, right, by a serious injuries that you're recovering from. Can you just talk briefly about like what you go through to recover from one of those injuries when you're such a competitor, and give people a little inside, I guess, view of what's it take and how long does it take, and how do you stay so positive? Because I think you always stay very positive about your goals.
Yeah, so the injuries that I've gone through are two ACL tears, which is like a ligament in your knee, and the recovery for them is around 9 to 12 months. It's pretty grueling. You get out of surgery, you can't lift your leg. It's really like a mental game, because it's like your body says that you can do something, but then it shows you that you can't. And it's like really, really hard to go through. Not a lot of people understand that. And especially like not being able to play the sport that you love is really, really hard.
And your routine can actually change, right? Because now you may still go to practice or games to observe your team, but then you also have to add physical therapy and exercise into your schedule
yeah.
on top of all that.
Yeah, it's basically, I count physical therapy as like a little mini sport, because it's, you do have to go to practices, and I mean, your games are your big cleared checks by the doctor, so.
You're making progress.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%. And so when are people going to see Mia back on the court?
I won't be able to play this season. I'm out for the whole season, but hopefully next year I'll be 100% ready and strong to go. So.
Yeah, I know you'll be strong and ready to go by then, and we can't wait to see. And I'm sure Daniel will come back and do some graphics package on your progress. So let's wrap it up here with one more comment from each of you, and I really appreciate all you've shared today. When you leave Indian Hill High School, I know you've got some time left here, but when you leave the Indian Hill schools and you think back, right, I want you to kind of project yourself into the future. What's one of the things that you would want people to know about your time and experience here at Indian Hill that just stands out to you as positive or joyful? And I don't know, right? I want your answer. But is there something that you would say, when I look back, you know, I just want people to know this about IH? Because if they did, they would realize it's a cool place.
The opportunities that are given to you by being an Indian Hill student are just exponentially just more than if you were to go to another school here in Cincinnati. I think there is no way I would have been able to do what I wanted to do without being an Indian Hill student. And with the teachers and my counselors, just my mentors here at Indian Hill, my resources were just amazing. And I think being an Indian Hill student, something that we take very much for granted is our mentors, staff, teachers, administration, counselors, the foundation, the booster board, everyone, I think, at Indian Hill helps students with ideas be able to pitch ideas and get what they want to do done.
Oh, I love that answer. Thank you for sharing that, Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with him. The opportunities that we are given, like, I watch him and I see how much he has been able to like use his opportunities, and I think it's really cool to watch. And I guess this is not as great of an answer, but I've been able to really create like a community of people here. Like the basketball team, for example, like I, even though I'm not playing, like I feel like I'm a part of the team, and I'm really happy to like go there, and I'm not just like sad to be able to just watch. Like I love being around those girls, and I've created a really good group of friends here, and they're like one of the reasons I like enjoy coming to school, just to see them, and that's what Indian Hill has given me. So
I mean, you both have your own answer, relationships, opportunities. I think you're both talking about the same things, but your own lens. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to both of you. I am so excited to see what you do in your futures, and so proud of you Braves. Thank you for sharing a little bit about what you're up to, and you are my edge heroes. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.